70.0EDG01290620260816, audio. I decided to rewrite this text. Why? Simply because I couldn't get a comprehensive overview. Let me explain. Thinking about too many variables at once makes it difficult to establish guidelines, which help guide the design process. As I write this, I'm primarily talking to myself. Others will follow in my footsteps, and in due course, this brief commentary may help them. Let's return to these electrical wires. I'm sticking to the initial approach of this project, which is routing the wires through the SSV's living area. These sketches are located in the EDE section. More specifically, they are EDED4 and EDED5. The portholes, the plugs, the radiation. This entire section is indirectly focused on radiation. It must be taken into account. While working on this specific part of the SSV, the presence and routing of the electrical conductors resurfaced. That being said, let's broaden our perspective. Why not try treating the wires like human beings? No, I'm not crazy. The zero radiation level is to protect the SSV occupants. By running the electrical conductors directly through the human areas, theoretically there shouldn't be any secondary particle ejection, provided the radiation doesn't reach that area. For power conductors, the entry point is through the transition zones, see sketch EDG71. This comment is addressed directly to the module. Power wires run through the false floor, and instrumentation wires also run through this same area. Now, let's talk about the specific point where the conductors enter the SSV. Normally, the SSV's controlled thermal losses should help protect the junction point where the conductors enter the modules. If in doubt, a higher thermal loss level can be considered to protect the junction. I also believe we should maintain the flexibility that the power connectors provide. More specifically, this means the ability to connect the power wires directly to a dedicated electrical connector in or near the SSV's transition zone. See sketch EDED12. Now, a new zone is being added to the ceiling. This is a dedicated ventilation zone. This part is complex and will not be discussed immediately. However, three main passage zones are now on the table, two on the floor and one on the ceiling. This number is currently minimal and preliminary. Before concluding, the possibility of adding current monitors to the power wires has already been discussed, and on this point, I believe we all agree. I would like to raise another point regarding the power wires, temperature. Let's simply think of this as a watchdog for the SSV. In short, it's about anticipating problems if the wire temperature becomes too high. In our opinion, this element must be added. I've found what I was looking for, and it can be summed up in just a few words. Treat electrical conductors like human beings whenever possible, and you'll know how to work when routing wires through modules. Of course, there are other reasons as well. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is June 30, 2026.